Let us offer our consecration to the Lord.
Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may know, love you, and serve you. We ask that we may be guided in all you are calling us to do in your grace, that we may be docile to that grace and serve you as children of God. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Thursday of the second week of Ordinary Time, and we are continuing in Hebrews. We're in the seventh chapter today. And again, I encourage you to follow along in your daily missal, whichever one you may want to use, Word Among Us, Magnificat, Bible.usccb.org, Bible Hub, Verbum, whatever the case may be. I use Verbum, and that's on my computer. It's right in front of me. It's also what I use to prepare my homilies, so just so you know. And we're continuing. Now we're getting into something that we realize that who this high priest mentioned before, that a high priest is called to be gentle and pastoral. And then we talked about Melchizedek. Well, now what the writer of Hebrews talks about is Jesus as the high priest. And, you know, I'm going to bring up a scenario that I'm going to go back. There's something that's been said about me that I get a kick out of, and that is how similar I sound to many evangelicals. And the reason is because the evangelicals brought me back to the church. It's because of the evangelicals I'm sitting in front of this microphone right now. Remember, I was this sailor who was lost in the art of imbibing beer, among other spirits, including what was that I used to drink? I used to start with a Black Russian and then a white Russian and then get into beer. And then, well, there we go. So that was my thing. You know, I used to drink, and I'd know what my limit was. So as I staggered back to the ship, I knew that was my limit. And literally, that was. And I came back to the church. Long story on that. I've talked a little bit about it before. But when I came back to the church, some of the people who were there to guide me in understanding the faith were the evangelicals. And I remember, now understand that I had come from that more not correct, but more, I'll use the word traditional Catholic understanding that we almost earn our way into heaven. That whole concept of Jesus died and rose so that we could get into heaven was something that I hadn't learned as much. It was probably taught, but I wasn't listening or whatever the case may be. And so I remember sitting in a conference. And I was with the pastor of an Assembly of God church in Azusa, California. I don't know if he's still there. Wonderful, wonderful guy. He was a Navy, what's the word? Navy reservist. So he was an enlisted man, Navy reservist, just a wonderful guy. And I'll always remember him and just what great influence he had. So he was an Assembly of God minister in Azusa, California. And I remember that because he said Azusa was one of the stations always mentioned on the Jack Benny show when they were going to different stops. And it was Azusa and Cucamonga because, of course, they're interesting words. And I remember he was sitting with some others from a different evangelical church, because we're all sailors, we're all reservists. Well, I wasn't a reservist, I was active duty, but they were all reservists, and so we'd have this whole discussion. And I remember they talked about this powerful reality of this Jesus who is interceding for us, which comes right out of Hebrews. Well, that is also Catholic teaching, it's just I didn't learn it at that point. And that is also the role of the body of Christ, which is you and me. The body of Christ, we're called to intercede. We're called to be also. That's part of the priesthood of the laity. There is the ordained priesthood is what I am, but the priesthood of the laity. We're called to intercede to the Father for others. We're called to pray for others. And this, and then Jesus intercedes for us. And that is so powerful. And really, if you want to see one of the places where it is part of our Catholic culture, it's in the penitential rite. I knew I'd get the word out. The penitential rite. And that's, of course, the very beginning where instead of saying the confiteor, we say the what we do in English, but we have the it's a Greek word for it, the Kyrie. You were sent to heal the contrite. Lord, have mercy. You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You plead for us at the right hand of the Father. Lord, have mercy. So even though I might say, Jesus, this is new to me, it was part of our prayer. It's what we actually believe. And it was those things that they taught, and their powerful teachings, that I'm starting saying, really, is this true? And eventually, of course, you see where it led me, being ordained as a Catholic priest, talking to you on this microphone. And I remember that session so well, sitting on the USS Gray, and there we were, and the pastor was there, and he was just so filled with life and so exciting. And everyone talked about this passage that we have Jesus interceding for us at the right hand of the Father. And that is true. That's part of our teaching. And so when we turn to the Lord and we choose to follow him, and when we are docile to grace, we know there's kind of a partnership that begins where he is guiding us to the Father. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can now leave a message for us, which we can air and discuss on this program. Just call 617-297-7452.
That's 617-297-7452.
617-297-7452. Feel free to call, leave a comment, a question, or even feedback, and we may play it on the air. I can discuss your comment or question as well, so give that a try.
617-297-7452. 617-297-7452.
I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online, on the free apps, or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Check that out. That'll also connect you to the parish, which you can also find at stanthonyalston.org. That's stanthonyalston.org. S-T, of course, is saint. So here we are, learning more about this powerful reality, and I'm telling you about that story of, you know, sitting around in one of the offices in on board the USS Gray with these reservists. I was active duty, and we talked about this, what the Bible says, and what does Hebrews mean, and what does it all say. And it was just a fascinating discussion, because I'm saying it really says that. And later I understood that we as Catholics, our set of beliefs is based on scripture and tradition, but that doesn't mean we don't listen to scripture. And it was part of that, and saying, you know, this is so powerful. And then you can find this in the Mass itself. And so understanding that, but then we're called to pray for others. It's a powerful thing that I really think people misunderstand. We believe that Mary appeared to three shepherd children in Fatima, Portugal, and there is a historical record behind that. You can look it up in the Miracle of Fatima in your newspapers in October of 1917, if you want to look it up, from Portugal. But one of the things that she said is that she warned the children that there were people that were not saved. She says basically going to hell because they weren't people praying for them. And she that wasn't elaborated, but it's something to understand when people start talking about, well, or very few people are saved or this, that, and the other thing. Well, you know, C.S. Lewis basically said, if you take that to be true, then you hold responsibility for it as well. So we're called to pray, which we do every Good Friday, Good Friday. But we're also called to pray every Sunday for all those who seek to know Christ, and that others who reject Christ, that they may come to know him. And that also that we may be, as I said earlier in the week, that we may be sources of that pastoral leadership, not the American archetype of the you do what I say or else, or what is it? You know, I won't use the line, but some of the old lines from the old Westerns and crime shows and everything else. And no, we're called to be pastoral, and we're called to lead everyone to Christ. And when you turn around and you listen to some of these people saying, just kind of holding their hands, well, you know, most people are will not be saved, which is not something we believe. You can turn around saying then most people who believe that are choosing not to do God's will, because God's will is that all are saved. And so we're called to intercede to the Lord, who intercedes to the Father. We're called to intercede, and we believe in that the saints who are those who are in heaven in the church triumphant are praying for us, and they're interceding, and so we're called to intercede for others. That whole intercession is all part of it, on the model of the one who is at the right hand of the Father interceding for all of us that we see in the book of Hebrews, the letter of Hebrews. We'll talk more tomorrow on this last, that'll be the last day of the second week of ordinary time, at least work day. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you tomorrow. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.